We are a people of prophecy. God's prophetic word brought us forth. And that means our lives are regulated by prophetic words. The body moves in the direction of what is in the mouth. Your words are laws. We are here to live out the word of God. I told you. This is why we talk for a living. No man ever became greater than the quality of the word he spoke and heard. It's for we are children of the prophets. We are products of their prophetic utterances. And of the covenant which God made with our father Abraham.
Welcome to Prophetic Utterance with Pastor Caris E. Amewells.
Hallelujah. We are at advantage. Great advantage. Great advantage. So let's use what we have. Technology, let's use what we have to increase our interaction with the Word of God, our speed of understanding, our level of wisdom. And also act on the things you hear as you sit on the word. Just act. Don't push it to another day. Just act. Glory to God forevermore. Hallelujah. This morning we'll start talking about prophetic utterance. Malik Baya. Somebody is not happy. Prophetic utterance. The power to change your world and create your future. Prophetic utterance. Hi. You know, there are times as you are preparing to share God's word, you get lost. You are enjoying yourself. Because you are not just preparing and listening to the Spirit to come and preach at people. You are the first testing ground for the revelation that is coming to you as a preacher. You know that, right? You are the first testing ground. And you sit down and you are relating with the word of God, listening, studying, meditating, and joy, such joy and excitement, such power and presence is upon you. Hallelujah. This is one of those teachings, prophetic utterance. Prophetic utterance. We are a people of prophecy. We are a people of prophecy. We are a people of prophecy. You see, when we say that, we are not saying before we're born, one man from the village met your mother and said, this child in your womb, I saw it in a dream, I saw it in a vision, this child is be great. Neither are we saying that when your mother was pregnant with you, he had a dream or he had a vision, an angel visited her and said, this child is a great child. That's wonderful if you have that. But all of things are not really important when you get into Christ. Let me tell you the truth. The most important, when we say we are a people of prophecy, we are talking about what God has done to bring us forth. What God did to bring us forth. What the Bible has to say about the people of God, about us. The word of God brought us forth. The prophetic word of God brought us forth. We are results, products of God's prophetic utterances. It means our lives are regulated by the prophetic. It means the seasons of our lives will shift by the prophetic utterance. We are not just some random people. We are not just church. We are people of prophecy. In Acts chapter 3, verse 25, you can put it up. Peter said something very remarkable. Most Christians don't even understand the import of what Paul or what Peter was saying there. Peter the apostle was saying there. You know, he said two things. There was a time I highlighted the second part, that we are children of the covenant. How many of you remember that? I've said it here before, this year, that we are children of the covenant. And that means we are not in a covenant with God. It means we are the product of the covenant that he made with our father. Do you understand? And I gave the example of your dad having a contract agreement with Julius Badger. And then the products, the blessings of that covenant, who enjoys it at home? Is Just your dad enjoys the result of that agreement. Hallelujah. All right, taking it further, this is even beyond human contract. This is blood covenant. But what it's saying is that blood covenant ratified by the blood of Jesus brought us off. That means that night when Jesus, after he supped, meaning after the supper, that's King James, after he has supped, after the supper. So the last supper is different from the communion. You get that right? After they had supper, he took bread, he took the cup. So the last supper was not the food they ate. The last supper, the communion was not the food they ate. That was the supper. Is that okay? It was after the supper that he took bread, he took cup. He broke the bread and said, "This is my body broken for you. Take and eat." He took the cup and said, "This is the cup of my blood of the New Testament. Take and drink. And do this in remembrance of me." When he did that, it was a symbolism of what he was to do a few hours after that. Hanging on the cross, having his body broken, having his blood poured out for us, obtaining for man eternal redemption. Very important. So that brought us forth. But that's not where I'm going. Look at the first thing he said. Ye are children of the prophets. Is he saying Isaiah gave birth to you? Or Ezekiel gave birth to you? Or Samuel gave birth to you? He's speaking spiritually. The Bible is a spiritual book. He's saying you were brought forth by the prophetic utterance of the prophets. In 1 Peter, the Bible says, the prophet of old, by the Spirit of Christ that was in them, did signify what and what manner of time these things should happen, testifying of the sufferings of Christ and the glories that should follow. You remember 1 Peter? So the Spirit of Christ was in the prophets, and they spoke about Christ. They spoke about the sufferings of Christ. They spoke about the glory that should follow. One of the meaning of that is us. Meaning, listen, as a Christian, you are the glory that followed the sufferings of Christ. Well, somebody will get that next week. I said, you are the glory that followed the sufferings of Christ. What then is the truth? The Bible says he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement for our peace. The punishment for our shalom was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. In Romans, he puts it this way. He says he was delivered for our offenses. He was raised for our justification. Meaning his death, burial, and resurrection made it possible for us to be new creation. Made it possible for us to be reconciled to God. Made it possible for us to have eternal life. Made it possible for us to be able to house the presence of God. Hallelujah. You see that? And that has made us the glory of God. But here's the point. The prophet spoke. That prophetic utterance brought us forth. I'm laying foundation. What this means is this. There are prophetic parts in scriptures for you. Let me say this. Listen, the Bible is not just is not a storybook, even though it has inspiring stories. That's number one. Number two, the Bible is not just a principle book. I say this all the time. Even though there are life transforming principles and revelation of the system of God in the Bible, there is a prophetic breath of scriptures. The Bible has prophetic breath. Do you understand? Meaning you look at it and your eyes are open and you see things. Let me tell you this. When Jesus came in Acts, in Luke chapter 4, verse 18. Luke chapter 4, verse 18. Put it up for me. Something happened there. The Bible says on the Sabbath day, he went into the synagogue as his custom was. All right? And at the spirit, you can start from 16. Start from 16. And he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath. So Jesus went to church and stood up for to read. I want you to follow this. I'm talking about the prophetic breath of scriptures. The prophetic breath of scriptures. The light that comes with the scriptures, with the word of God. And there was delivered unto him the book of prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found Ahibiah. He found the place where it was written. He found a certain place. Remember, he had returned from fasting and prayer. And the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because he had anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, set at liberty them that are bound. Next verse. To preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Oh God. And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fasting on him. Is that normal? Is that normal? Look at the next thing. And he began to say, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. This is prophetic breath of scriptures. He didn't. Number one, the Bible said their eyes were fastened. There was a presence that got into that place. Do you understand? There was something different. The atmosphere changed. That's number one. Number two, there was something he saw. He opened that place. He read it and saw himself in that place. It wasn't because an angel told him. That's why he found a certain place. You just open the Bible and certain things will leap at you. And just seeing it, it will set you on a prophetic path. I know what I'm saying. Just follow me closely. Remember in Acts chapter 13, when Paul and Barnabas were in Antioch, I believe. Paul and Barnabas were in Antioch, 46 to 47. Put it up because of our time. 46 to 47. Acts 13. Look at this. Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said, it was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you. Or seeing ye put it from you and judge yourself unworthy of eternal life, lo, we turn to the Gentiles. For thus has the Lord commanded us. Watch this. For thus has the Lord commanded us. They quoted Isaiah 49 verse 6. When Isaiah wrote that, did he put their names there? Did he put their names there? No. But this was the evidence for Paul's apostolic ministry. I don't know if somebody is following me. He saw it. And then he said, for thus has the Lord commanded us, and quoted Isaiah. For thus had the Lord commanded us, saying, I have set thee to be a light of the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be for salvation to the ends of the earth. For thus has the Lord commanded. He lifted it. Put Isaiah 45 verse 6 up. He lifted. What happened when he read the writings of Isaiah, prophetic breath? He knew and knew and knew and knew that this is my prophetic path. This is the path that has been set, spoken of concerning me before I was born. What I'm doing is just to walk in line with it. This is how to begin to succeed in God. By the breath of scriptures. Is somebody following me? Look at it. Isaiah 49, not 45. Isaiah 49. For a light to the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be my salvation. Is that not what Paul quoted? Yes, you saw that was what he lifted. But look at the construction. For thus has the Lord commanded us. And if you follow Paul, if you follow the ministry of Paul, he lived out Isaiah 49 verse 6. He lived it out. He did. Hallelujah. Prophetic breath of scriptures. Prophetic breath of scriptures. It just leaps at you. This is how our path
John the Baptist, the same thing. He says, I'm the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Prepare the way. When Isaiah wrote it, he didn't put his name there. But something leaped at him, and his life was an expression of that prophecy that Isaiah gave. Brothers and sisters, there are prophetic paths in scriptures for every one of you. It may be for pulpit ministry, for business, for career. They are there. When life just leaps, it has happened to me. Hallelujah. Glory to God forevermore. Is somebody following me? The word of God is living and active. The word of God is prophetic. When God speaks, it's both a law and a prophecy. So when we talk about prophetic utterance, this is how we'll start. Prophetic utterance, we're not talking about, I see, your name starts with M. Your name is Mary. Your phone number is 070. That's not prophecy. Do you understand? Don't you know your phone number? That's not prophecy. At best, that is word of knowledge. At worst, familiar spirits. You understand? Glory to God. Hallelujah. What is prophecy? What is prophecy? Prophecy simply means, you can write this down. Prophecy simply means declaring the plans, purposes, and the wisdom of God with power in a known tongue. Declaring the plans, the purposes. And the wisdom of God with power in a known tongue. And that declaration enforces compliance on the earth. It enforces compliance on the earth. Why did I say in a known tongue? You can declare God's plan, purpose, and wisdom in a known tongue. It's no more prophecy. When it happens like that, we call it diverse tongues. Right? And then the gift of interpretation has to come for you to edify, exalt, and comfort according to the Bible. Are you listening to that? Did you get that? In fact, according to the writings of Paul, Apostle Paul, we'll get into that in 1 Corinthians. He talked about prophecy equals, tongues and interpretation equals prophecy. But the most important thing, it is not prophecy until it is uttered in a known tongue. So it's a declaration of the mind of God for a person, for a place, for a people about a thing. And it is spoken forth with power. And it enforces compliance on the earth. Meaning there is a manifestation of that thing that is spoken forth. So prophecy is first of all creative. Before it is foretelling. So we call that foretelling. Speaking forth. That is what prophecy is primarily. Listen. Remember I said we are a people of prophecy. It says for we are children of the prophet and of the covenant which God had made with our father. We are a people of prophecy. That means listen. How far and how fast you will go is connected to prophetic utterance. Either spoken by someone over you or spoken by you consistently. And this is why this is important. In this series, we are going to explore the dimensions and the ingredients, the concepts, the whole ingredient of prophetic utterance and how to engage. Let me give you the objective of this series so that you understand the objective of this series. We have four Sundays to explore. All right, is to explore and understand the power of prophetic utterance and to challenge us in this season. All right, to new levels of dominion, victory, and breaking forth by the instrument of prophetic utterance. Very important. That's the objective of the teaching. So we are exploring, okay, and getting to understand what is this thing called the prophetic? What is this thing called prophetic utterance? What is this concept people are saying about prophecy? And then how to use it. And then using is challenging us to use it to create the future and to change current circumstances. Is somebody following me? Are you still here? Are you still here? All right. Ezekiel 37. We can read it now. Ezekiel 37 from verse 1. And the hand of the Lord was upon me. We'll read from verse 1 to 8. I want you to follow closely. And the hand, thank you, Holy Spirit. And the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord. That's for another time. And set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones. Next verse. And caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley. And lo, they were what? Very dry. Next verse. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord, thou knowest. What a smart answer. Next verse. And again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones. And say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Next verse. Thus hear the Lord God unto these bones. Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. Next verse. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live. And you shall know that I am the Lord. And I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise. And behold, a shaking. And bones came together, bone to his bone. Hallelujah. Listen, if Christians will understand this, they will live a fruitful life. While we are waiting for God to move, God is waiting for us to move. This scripture is clear. It reinforces the understanding and the truth that look for anything to change on the earth, there must be man's participation. There must be the partnership of someone on the earth. This is a major difference between miracles and magics. People ask, what is the difference between a miracle and a magic act, a magical act? Magics are just supernatural display that makes you a spectator. You just watch. Miracles are works. And they are worked based on spiritual laws of wisdom that requires human participation. I'm sure you noticed that when God spoke, nothing happened to the dry bones until man on earth spoke. You didn't notice that? The things he said, he heard God say it. But as God was speaking, nothing happened. Nothing happened. Until a man on the earth called Ezekiel took the same word. He says, I prophesy as I was commanded. Meaning, I prophesied as I heard. And we're going to explore in this series that prophecy is not just the talking. The talking is the last part. Are you listening? There is a hearing of prophecy. There is the seeing of prophecy. There is the understanding of prophecy. Is somebody listening to me? I spoke as I was commanded. I spoke as I heard. And watch it. When he spoke, there was a noise and a shaking. Activity started happening. Movement started happening on the earth. Partnership. There are many things God has already spoken about you. There are many things God has already spoken about us. There are many. Let me give it to you this way. The Bible is a prophetic book. It's a prophetic book. God is prophetic. His word is prophetic. This is why I took out a few minutes to talk about prophetic breath of scriptures. The word of God is prophetic. That means as a Christian, you sit down with the Bible. I am just reading with an open heart, with an activated spirit. Your eyes will see. It just leaps at you. In fact, it may be something that someone else may not be able to use, that cannot be established as a doctrine, We'll call it prophetic breath. You remember Bishop Oedipus' story? How he was in Ilori and was planning to come to Jos to start leaving the church. And then he was reading the Bible and searching his heart. And he saw Damascus. Arise and go to Damascus. And he knew that God was speaking about Kaduna, the city of persecution. He just knew. He just knew. He just knew. Prophetic breath of scriptures. And he received the direction. Let me tell you, the momentum and the stamina to carry the current ministry, he beat it in Kaduna. He wasn't in Lagos. He beat it in Kaduna. Do you understand? This is what called prophetic parts. And the leap out of scripture. Let me remember Uncle Moyo's story, Colonel Moyo's story. Hold fast is that which is good. When you finish from NDA with first class, and then you know after NDA you have to choose, those of you that I mean, you have to choose which units, okay, infantry, army engineers, artillery, and all that, signals and all that with their code names. You know the code name for engineer is hold fast, because they tie things together. And if you know the army, where you go to after graduating can determine how far you go in the military. And then he too was praying, Lord, direct me and all that. And then he read. He said, hold fast to that which is good. He said, when he saw it, what he heard in speed is, hold fast is that which is good. So he knew he was supposed to go to army. You know, you can't use that as a doctrine. But that's the prophetic part. Glory to God. Let me shock you. God spoke to me. Let me tell you, I'm not one of those people that love to talk about, I am a prophet, I am an apostle, I am a teacher, and all those. No, I love Jesus. He told me to preach. My job is preach the gospel, win souls, raise people. Do you understand? Raise people. Do you understand? Take the gospel to the nation. Do it very big. That's my, all this, we are apostles, we are prophets, we are this. I was not interested, trust me. I wasn't. But see, God spoke to me one day and said, I've called you to be a pastor. I think I've told you guys, I've called you to be a pastor, a teacher, and an apostle to the nation. He put it this way, a pastor to the sheep, right? A teacher to the body, and an apostle to the nations. Glory to God. And then there was no scripture. I said, Lord, so this has to be somewhere in the Bible. This has to be somewhere in the Bible. So the way it was aligned, like, it has to be somewhere in the Bible. And I saw it was that same. I was studying that almost more than a year later. I was studying the book of Isaiah. Isaiah 49 verse 6. Where we read is there. Pastoral, teaching, apostolic. If you see it very well, it's there. To raise the house of Jacob, to restore the remain of Israel, and for salvation to the ends of the earth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Are you listening? Prophetic parts. The word of God is prophetic. When the breath of the Spirit comes upon it, when the illumination of God comes upon it, you just see things. Most times that are customized, relevant for the now. Special instruction, light for direction. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right, back to Ezekiel 37. When God spoke, nothing happened. When Ezekiel spoke, he said, I spoke, I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, sinews and flesh came upon this, and the skin covered them above, and there was no breath in them. Next verse. Oh, that means we're going to take beyond it. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy unto the wind. Talk to the wind. Now, have you ever seen a man standing and talking to the wind? strange things, isn't it? That is our life. We do strange things. Listen, if you want to arrive in your destiny, you want to fulfill your destiny, be ready to do strange things. You can't go in the direction of the wisdom of men. Even the guys that operate by the wisdom of the world, they are beginning to understand that there is a realm beyond what the eyes can see. Those in science added something quantum to it. But we know that we're dealing with the realm of the spirit. Is somebody here? You can't be normal. You can't be trying to please everybody. Speaking to the wind. No, Jesus stood and spoke to a fig tree. Can you imagine? See a man standing. That's your master, the person you love, talking to a tree. He said, "Oh, fig tree, no man shall eat fruit of thee henceforth." The Bible said the disciples heard him. He wasn't quiet. He didn't meditate in his heart. Hey, nature has been programmed to respond to our speakings. The whole world, all of God's creation, has been programmed to respond. They've been coded to respond. To respond to man's word. When God created the world, he made Adam his vice regent on the earth. Don't forget that. Adam was his vice regent. Meaning Adam was to legislate, was to dispense heavenly authority on behalf of God on the earth. You know what that means? Everything God created was coded, was programmed to hear and respond to the words of Adam. This was why the names he gave to the animals, that was, they behaved like that. When he said, "This is a goat," it behaved like a goat. Come on now. When he said, "This is the lion," it behaved like a lion. The Bible said he brought the animals, the created things for him to name. And the names he gave them were their names. That was prophetic utterance, in case you don't know. He spoke for their names. Nature is encoded to respond to our words. When God created the whole world, he did that, including your body. This is why you can talk to your body. This is why you can speak life to your body. Because the cells of your body are programmed to respond to the sounds of words. Do you know scientific experiments have been done to prove all this? There was a man who had ice crystals. That's water now. Two different ones. These ones, they spoke words of love, words of kindness to them. And the other crystal, they spoke harsh words, disapproving words, cursing words to them. In the period of a few months or so, I can't remember, it was observed that this ice crystal, the first one looked so beautiful. So beautiful. And the other ice crystal was deformed. They did it again with plants. It was the same thing. Hallelujah. Why? Nature, creation, is programmed to respond to the word of God. It's a speak to the wind. Prophesy to the wind. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, "Thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, all breath, and breathe upon the slain that they may live." Verse 10. So I prophesied as he commanded, and the breath came into them, and they lived. And stood up upon their feet an exceeding great army. Listen, in the realm of the prophetic, there are no impossibilities. There's nothing hopeless. No, there's nothing that cannot be changed. There are no hopeless situations. None. No, not one. Hallelujah. He spoke to dry bones. You know that construction in verse 3 always gets my attention. Verse 4, verse 3. He said, prophesy to these bones and say unto them. Talking to bones. Talking. That means you can talk to your bank accounts. Oh, it's like I have religious people in church this morning. Do I have some New Testament people in church this morning? I say you can talk to your bank accounts. Don't play religion here. Money is good. Can I get an amen? Money is good. Money is godly. Money with a godly man is a godly thing. Money with an evil man is an evil thing. You remember Ecclesiastes 9? The voice of the poor man was not heard. The Bible says his wisdom was despised because he was poor. Because he was poor. Let me not even go into that. Don't pretend about money. There is no poverty in heaven. Are you listening to me? God doesn't live on budget in heaven. I mean, the God that speaks and creates, how will he live on budget? Glory to God. And that is your father. Do you know you are the seed of Abraham? Then go and study Abraham. Who was Abraham? Abraham was so rich. He had a private army. Private army in his house. He took them to war and defeated four kings that five kings could not defeat. In the days of the Bible says the king of Sodom came to meet him.
Yes, sir.
He didn't go to meet the king. Oh, is somebody here? You are the seed of Abraham. And Abraham was so holy that God called, the Bible called him the friend of God. How many people were called the friend of God in the Bible? Was Lazarus called the friend of God? God had mercy on him. Glory to God. No, was he? It was Lazarus. No, Lazarus, the poor one. Was he called the friend of God? No. So poverty doesn't make you close to God. Can I talk to someone? Holiness and prosperity can be combined. Righteousness and prosperity can be combined. Integrity and prosperity can be combined. Fire for God and prosperity can be combined. Is somebody listening to me? No, we read it in Proverbs 8. He said, wisdom, he says, I have durable riches and righteousness. Durable riches and righteousness. Durable riches plus righteousness. So whenever they talk about money, be happy. Do you understand? It doesn't make you unholy. What the Bible warns against is the love of money. And listen, if you are falling in love with Jesus, it's difficult for money to get your heart. This is why the first law of prosperity is God having your heart. Absolute allegiance to the King of Heaven. That's the first law. I tell people, in the kingdom, it's not savings and investments. It's not savings, like a heart that is established in grace. Listen, a heart whose allegiance to Christ and his kingdom cannot be questioned. God knows. Someone say, God, give me money. So I'll do. Give me money. So I'll do. You have 50,000. You don't pay. You don't give tithe on it. You don't give on it. He said, Lord, that big money, I want to give you millions. God say, I know you. He said, Lord, trust me. You know what? God say, I created your grandfather. Your great grandfather, your greatest grandfather. I made them and I know you. Your sweet talk cannot change him. He knows you. Glory to God. The first law, never forget that. Allegiance to God's kingdom. Because listen, money has power. When you rise to a level that will come for your soul, you must define your allegiance. You must define your allegiance. It's unquestionable. Hallelujah. Glory to God forevermore. I say you can talk to your bank accounts. After this short preaching, I thought the yes I'll be louder. You can talk to your bank accounts. Woo! Glory! You can talk to your business. You can talk to your product. You say product be sold. You prophesy into your business, to the work of your hands. Prophesy. That is the compass with which you go in life. You prophesy to the work of your hand. You prophesy to your career. In the name of Jesus, I do not follow the regular slow paths. No, my feet are on speed by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. In the name of the Lord Jesus. He programs quantum leap. Do you understand? Prophesy. Prophesy to anything. Prophesy. Speak. We say speaking words of power. Words wrapped with omnipotence. Oh, is somebody here? You speak to any. This is why we speak to growth. We tell it to dematerialize. We speak to pains. We tell them to go. Is somebody listening to me? We speak to lands. We speak to cars. We speak to electronics. We speak to... Because listen, every created thing has intelligence. Science told you that there are non-living things. In the realm of the spirit is not truth. Didn't you read the Bible? It says, earth, oh earth, hear ye the word of the Lord. Science told you that, oh, earth is inanimate. Are you joking? The Bible says, speak to the earth. Dry bones are not living. It's just calcium and some things inside. Do you understand? It means the bone cells, the living bone cells are dead. There's no marrow. That's what that dry bone means. So to science, it's inanimate. But to God, it's coded to hear the voice of the Lord. It's coded to hear the voice of the Lord. This is we are a people of prophecy. As a student, you speak to your scripts. You speak to the course. Oh, we have seen whoever said this does. Amen. Let me not even go to that. Prophesy to these bones and say unto them. Prophesy to these bones and say unto them. Hallelujah. I'm preaching good. I'm out of time. I was even looking like, but I rise to your feet. Glory to God. Have you learned something this morning? Hallelujah. Let me leave the remaining fire for second service. Rise to your feet.
We believe the word of God has begun a good work in you, making you a living, working wonder on the earth. For additional messages and information, log on to www.theembassyofheaven.org. God bless you.